Classic Rock from Vegas 97.1 The Point with Larkin. I love that you're here with us today, everybody, because we get to have a conversation with, of course, one of my favorite people. This guy's got his finger on the pulse of everything happening in classic rock and a few other areas as well. He is the longtime, amazing, incredibly talented guitarist for Quiet Riot, over 20 years now. And let me say not just that, he is the business brains behind the band now, having been personally mentored by both the late great Kevin Dubrow and Frankie Benali. This is the guy. He is Quiet Riot. Alex.
Thank you for having me again, Lark.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Good to be here. Good to be here.
I can't even believe it's April. What happened?
It always seems to start that way. Like January takes forever to go by, and then it sort of, everything kind of speeds up by August and September. It's like the year's almost over. It's crazy.
Well, there's a couple of things I call high importance I want to discuss with you on this call today. One, of course, everybody should know, because you won tickets with me on Lunch with Lark, Quiet Riot and Vixen in town April 12th. There's a show at the Cannery Hotel Casino over there, so we've got that going on. But if we go back to, I believe it was October when you guys were at the M.
Yes.
We talked then, and you were already getting so booked up for 2025, remember?
Yeah, it was, the calendar was already filling up at that point, and it hasn't let up since. It's been amazing.
And aren't there more dates that have just been added as we speak?
Yeah, actually, just within the past 48 hours, we just added some more dates. A couple of them with Brett. We're doing some shows with Brett Michaels, we just found out this summer. It's a package, us, Brett Michaels, and Night Ranger. One of the shows is going to be in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's a good package.
That's a lot
of hits.
Package.
I think it's just his Party Gras thing.
That's
so we're doing
right.
A couple of those. And got some shows with Queensryche.
Ooh, I love
and,
it.
And this upcoming this coming weekend, we're actually going to Canada to play with Loverboy.
Well, we love those guys. You know, Kevin, on the other hand, did not have a lot of love for Canada because he had been stopped many years ago.
Canada's tough, and the audiences are a little different too. It's thankfully we, you know, none of the in the band of felons, we can get through the border through customs pretty quickly. But
yeah,
some bands, I mean, I think even a DUI you can have trouble getting.
Yeah,
Canada
he had
now.
Something early on. This is early on with Quiet Riot, and it was because of Kevin that they couldn't get into the country and perform. And you know, you and I both know Kevin is a Scorpio. It only takes one mark, and you're on a list. And so Canada was on that list. But then years later, due to Kevin's love of comedians, there was a comedian friend of his or something performing, and he got his relationship back on track with Canada, and so the guys did end up going back there.
When in 2006 and 2007, we did a lot of shows in Canada with Kevin, and they were and Quiet Riot does really well up there. The band sold a lot of records up there, so I'm glad everything's cool with that.
So here's the thing, Brett Michaels. Let's go back to that for 1 second. He just got added on to 24 dates with Def Leppard for this year. And he's doing that, and then his Party Gras. And
yep.
Next year, 2026, is when Poison will actually be touring. So there's no Poison tours as in 2025.
No, I believe it's all Brett Michaels solo for 2025. And I think 26 is their 40th anniversary because the record came out in 1986. So I think they're going to do something for that.
Yeah. Well, those are fun shows. I love that. Here's something I've been talking about. The listeners know that in my life, I have a few years on you, like both Frankie and Kevin did. Alex
yeah.
is still in his 40s, everybody. The guys in Quiet Riot that mentored and brought him up through the ranks, they had over just 20-some year age difference.
Oh, yeah. I'm 26 years younger than Rudy.
Well,
yeah.
Well, because of this, one of the events I think that's coming up, it is the Back to the Beginning big festival, all for charity, sold out in 10 minutes, July 5th in Birmingham, England. I think this is just something I would love to be at. And we're going to live vicariously through Rudy Sarzo, who will be a part of this big event.
Yes, our boy will be representing. And I was with him when he got the call about it last year.
Wow.
Yeah, we were on tour. We were in Lewiston. I remember it very distinctly. We were in Lewiston, Idaho, out with Queensryche, and he got a phone call from Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, who I guess is sort of the musical director,
yes.
MD type person for this thing. I don't know much about it, but I know that, you know, Tom, he got the call that he was, you know, Rudy was being asked by the Osbournes to be, you know, to participate. And it's really emotional, really. This is a big milestone, just as far as, you know, a historic moment in the genre. It's the final show of Black Sabbath, the band that pretty much invented heavy metal. So I'm really happy for Rudy, and we're all going to be living vicariously through him for sure.
I wish I could be at this, because honestly, I saw Black Sabbath when I was a kid. They were here at the convention center, pretty much the heyday when they were right out of the gate. I've seen them several times. I've seen, of course, Ozzy as well on his own. Ozzy's been on my show many years ago in the 80s. Ozzy used to come on the radio when he was here. There's just only one Black Sabbath. There's only that original lineup, Geezer Butler, Tony Iommi, Ozzy, and Bill Ward. This is what that show is about. And Ozzy has said in many interviews, I don't know what I'm going to be singing or doing, but I will know in the moment what he's up for, which I think,
right.
I think the energy is going to be so high. You've got Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Alice in Chains, Mastodon, a boatload of others. But here's, on the special guest side, you've got your buddy Slash and Duff McKagan.
Well, actually, they just confirmed Guns N' Roses is now playing.
N' Roses. So you've got, yep. and Rudy, of course, with his relationship, that's going to be incredible. Wolfgang Van Halen. There's just a list. This is going to be something, what is it, like 10, 14 hours? It's one day, a big festival. So
yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Rudy and just the whole thing. Because there, you know, a lot of times bands don't get a chance to have a proper send-off. Like someone will pass away or something will happen where it just happens suddenly and you can't plan for it. They've been able to plan it out and put it all together where it's legit. Unlike other bands, this is definitely their last show. You know it. Tell it the way it's being done. It's really exciting because I can't think of anyone who's really done something. I don't think anything like this has happened yet. I think this,
no.
You know, the first time. I mean, obviously they're the, you know, pretty much some, you know, one of the founders of heavy metal. I mean, so this is like a big, this is really, really historical.
It is a huge thing. And you're right. You just made a really, really important point, is that how many other bands, including your own, where there's members are still alive to even do this. That's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's very rare, and they're actually getting a chance to do it. No matter what Ozzy's participation is or isn't, just the fact that they're there, they threw the party, they put on the show, they had the event, they've already won the game, you know? It's amazing.
It is historic, and I think in this era that we're in with classic rock, we don't get many big things that excite us to this level where you've got these kind of huge names, huge talents, huge legacies in that genre coming together. This is just all around one of the most amazing things. I would say a couple of things that came close was the Power Up Festival that reunited, that got it spearheaded not only AC/DC to go tour,
mm-hmm.
but also Judas Priest wrote a new album, you know, Invisible Shield. They got all fired up to Judas Priest to go back out there. Of course, it's different members, but this is a big, big deal. And I'm so, I just, first off, that you got to be there when Rudy received that call, because he certainly should be there for sure.
Yeah, and I felt like he got the call and he had this look on his face like, you're not going to believe the phone call I just got.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, how emotional for him, everything. I mean, that's a huge part of his legacy, too, that he gets to, you know, sort of have some, not I don't want to say closure, but, you know, some finality with. It's pretty cool for everyone involved that they get to do that, you know?
I think it absolutely is. And of course, in Rudy's case, it's the Randy Rhoads connection.
Yes.
It was an epic moment for Ozzy to have that relationship come in, and Rudy, of course, a huge part of it. My gosh.
Yeah, and so many of the newer bands on that show probably wouldn't have existed without the metal movement that Quiet Riot in the 80s helped move, you know, put together, and sort of were a major part of kicking the door down for the other bands that came after them. So it's like a lot of dots are being connected that day with everything, and I just know how he's super excited, and we're super excited for him. And Johnny Kelly was actually thinking about going because Johnny's actually good friends with Bill Ward, because Bill Ward was a huge Typo Negative fan.
Wow.
So there's so many connections. Yeah, I mean, like, when they announced it that day, people, you know, Johnny was texting Rudy and Bill Ward at the same time saying congratulations. Pretty cool.
It is a very cool thing. And I was also thinking about Quiet Riot legacy. If you go back to when it was Frankie, Kevin, and Rudy, and Randy, do you know that there were, not that we're big astrological people here, you had three Scorpios and one Sagittarian.
Yep.
That's a lot of Scorpio energy. And then with you are a Sagittarian, the only other Sagittarian guitarist to follow. There haven't been a lot of guitarists in Quiet Riot, quite honestly.
No, there's only been, I mean, there's really been three. There's been three. Randy Rhoads, Carlos Cavazo, and me.
That's it.
Over 50 years. Yeah.
Carlos was a Cancer. You know, he's fun-loving and likes to smoke his pot. So, there you go. We love Carlos. Well, I'm so happy that you guys are going to be here April 12th with Vixen. It's right around the corner. That's going to be a fun show. You get to be home. And people that follow you or follow your lovely wife, Tammy, I thought it was so cute. You guys did take a little vacation recently.
Yes, we went to Mexico. Yeah, Jizzy was out of the country doing some Love Hate shows in the UK. So I said, well, I know I got 2 weeks off. Let's go to Mexico. Let's go to Cancun. And we just did, you know, went to one of those all-inclusive places and just laid around. It's great. It was really nothing. I love vacations where you literally show up and you have no plans. Like, I'm not booking anything. I'm not going to be anywhere at any certain time. I'm just going to go for a week. I'm going to bring like one bathing suit, one t-shirt, and that's it.
That's how you want it. No schedule.
That's a true vacation. When you, like, people go on vacation and they have an itinerary. It's like, I get an itinerary every day I'm on the road. I don't want to know about what time we're snorkeling. I might not be there. I'm not, you know, don't tell me I have to be anywhere.
But here's what's funny, what I want to tell the listeners.
Yeah.
Is that not in every picture, but in a few of the pictures that Tammy took, Alex is on the phone, Alex is working, but it's the most relaxed. And then she posted, I think, when she came back, you guys came back to Vegas, she goes, my husband, he is the hardest working man. He never even on vacation, but you were so relaxed. It is what you love, but like you said, don't give me itinerary. I'm the same way. I want to just do what I want to do when I want to do it. Yeah.
Exactly. And it drives me crazy if I'm going to be away from the phone all day because I'm always working.
Yeah.
You know, as they say, the rock never stops. And if I'm out, you know, parasailing, I can't answer the phone. And honestly, I'd rather answer the phone and get the work done. It's what I love to do. I love my job, you know.
But in this case, you did it lounging either by the pool or by the beach.
Exactly. I had a much better office view that week. Definitely.
You definitely did. And what is there any other things, because you do have your finger on the pulse of what's happening with everybody in the business? Are there any things that you heard are coming down the pipeline that we need to know about?
I mean, not that I can say on the air, but not that I can talk about without getting in trouble. But it seems like it's gonna be another really good year for this genre of music. You know, we've got a lot of great shows being confirmed, and you know what? Our first show of the year was a complete sellout, and it was just us.
Yay.
We kicked off the year up in Wendover, Nevada, which is way up almost near Salt Lake City, and we sold out a thousand seat hard ticket venue, and that's a really good sign for us classic rockers, because it means people still care, you know, which is nice.
People do, and I think just what you just shared with us earlier, these combinations, you're talking Night Ranger, Bret Michaels, these packages, you and Queensryche, they're very strong and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and well, you know what it is? The strength really is in the package, because you get, you get all the hits, you get, no, you know, all killer, no filler, as they say, you know, but it's true. I mean, it's people, I mean, unless like you're a hardcore fan of some of these bands, 90 minutes is a lot of anybody, you know? So when you package it up, you get a lot more bang for your buck, and it's kind of the vibe. A lot of these guys, like when I first joined Quiet Riot, there was people that didn't get along with each other, and up, you know, this band was mad at this band from something that happened in the 80s and whatnot. Now everyone's older, and it's like a barbecue high school reunion vibe. Like everyone's just, it's like a family reunion, you know. Everyone knows each other, you know. It's like you're seeing your people.
I think you're absolutely right, and people are really enjoying this chapter. The the difference that's really in your favor, and here's me doing a show every day, that it's almost like who this week might cack. I hate to say that disrespectfully, but who, you know, you're looking at a lot of these classic rocker guys, they're 70s and like the Stones are in their 80s.
Yeah.
And they're still going. And so I think that that's part of this re-energized for them. We're doing this. This is what we love.
Yeah. And I think a lot of guys have got, you know, a lot of people have grown up. They've gotten sober. They've matured. Yep. They're doing it for the right reasons now. And, I think a lot of them appreciate it more. I mean, to still be doing this. I've got 21 years in Quiet Riot, and I feel like that's longer than some band's full careers, you know? So I feel grateful. Like, I can still do this after 20 years. I mean, imagine how the guys from the 70s feel. I can still do this after 50 years. You know, it's the greatest job in the world.
Yeah, yeah. But, then there's, like, Rush fans were really upset that there was no 50th anniversary tour because they wouldn't do it. Alex and Getty get together, and they're doing music, some music recording and so forth, but there was no tours, and the touring is harder on some more than others. But Alex Lifeson, for example, is doing a big tribute to Triumph, where Slash is on that. There's a lot of big names. Of course, Sebastian Bach, one of the biggest Canadians we know. So all of these people came together. And so Alex, of course, being Canadian, was playing on that. And I'm seeing that trend as well, where a lot of classic rock artists are doing all of these really cool side projects, like Slash is everywhere, and with Guns N' Roses, which are nonstop right now. Are you still having any time for side projects?
Well, it's funny you mentioned Guns N' Roses, because my side project is contingent upon Guns N' Roses' schedule being Hookers and Blow with Dizzy from Guns N' Roses.
Right.
So whenever GNR's off and Quiet Riot's off is usually when you see Hookers and Blow dates pop up. And that's really my side project, if you want to, you know.
Long time now.
That's really all, you know, I mean, I've been doing that for 20 years.
I know. You know? Well, I love, love, love that you guys are going to be here with us. This is kind of like a hometown for Quiet Riot, even though an LA band based originally, but Kevin Dubrow owned a house here, lived here, did radio here, morning radio on KOMP, our sister station where I worked for many years. And of course, we just have a huge love for your band, Quiet Riot, and April 12th, along with Vixen. Love those girls. Yes,
every time we play, I love playing with them too. It's such a first off, they're a killer band.
Yeah,
they're great. They're super tight, super pro. They sound great, and they're just a lot of fun. You know, it's really good. It's really good vibe with them. We're with the same booking agency, so thankfully we get to do a lot of shows together, and we're all friends. You know, actually, Britt Lightning, the guitar player, is from where I'm from, back in Connecticut. Back
no.
in the Connecticut Mass. Yeah, we go. I knew Britt before I knew any of these people way back in the day. So yeah, there's some history there.
Well, this is going to be fun. The only fun part maybe won't be all of the phone calls you get. Hey, can you get me on the guest list, Alex? Hey, Alex, can you get me on the guest list?
Well, you know what? It actually, people, because it's a casino, there's people know how to, either you buy the ticket or you do some gaming or buy a room. I mean, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat as far as getting tickets to these shows go. But I do get crushed for guest list. And I don't mind the guest list thing at all, but there's guest list etiquette that people need to learn. There's certain things you just don't do. And a couple people, I'm not going to name names out here, at the M, were literally, I got a text from a dude asking for him plus three while our walk-on music was rolling.
Stop
and the lights
it.
Had already gone down. I swear to God. I'm like, are you serious? Like, yeah, dude, I'm out front. Can you get me? And I was like, I have my guitar strapped on me, you know? And these, you know, they don't get it. You know,
was that like, an LA person? Formerly an LA person?
It actually was formerly an LA person. Well, everyone's formerly an LA person. at these concerts out here now. It really is, you know, the final frontier out here now.
It is. And especially after the fires, we've seen another exodus from California. But you made a good point a couple minutes ago, especially for those two venues like the M and the Cannery Hotel Casino. It's a great idea to get a package because it is a bit of a drive, and why do it? It's so easy and affordable to get a room, and then you're relaxed, you hang out, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you look at our tour schedule, I'd say 80% of our venues that we play are casino resorts because people can make a weekend out of it. They can, you know, get away from the kids, get a room, no drinking and driving. It's safe. The band's done by 10 p.m., so you can go hit the tables or do whatever, get the spa. They've really got it dialed in for that, and I'm really glad this kind of music plays in casinos, you know, because I love them.
Yeah, and is there a meet and greet? You guys always do a meet and greet, don't you?
We are. There is a VIP meet and greet that is available for purchase on our website. We're doing our own meet and greet. And if there's one through the casino, I'm not sure about that yet, but we do sell a meet and greet package online. If you go to choiriot.band.
Okay. Well, I can't express into words how much I love you. You know that. My baby boo.
I love
boo.
You too. I always look forward. You know, the best part, the second best part about playing Vegas, the first one is being able to be home next, is my interview with Lark. Every time and then, of course, the phone calls from Michael Polis, and then this, and then, there's a whole thing.
Oh, and listen, we're coming out in mass. You know, I'm going to be there. Of course I will be there, probably with him. Michelle Roll is going to be my driver since she lives right up the street from me. So,
it's going to be Lark's on the loose.
Lark's on the loose, of course. So thank you, of course, for taking the time with us. April 12th, it is a Vixen at Quiet Riot at the Cannery Hotel Casino. You do not want to miss this. It is definitely a party. So hugs and loves to you. And, of course, your fabulous wife, Miss Tammy, the little boo,
mini boo, yes.
I will see you April 12th, my dear friend. Thank you.
Love you, too. Thanks so much.